Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we're going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. 4 hour show. We get started every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And so thank you very much if you're locked in. If you missed any of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Go ahead and find it. You don't have it by now, where the hell you been? Okay? You can also listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. It's a national show. Just pick a state, all of them. Pick a city, all of them. We are there, and I'm here with you. Look, tonight, Lakers lose to the Warriors 127-100. LeBron James, 23 points, only 2 points in the second half. Anthony Davis, coming off of a 30-20 game, he's like, hey, I got you tonight. 11 points and 7 rebounds, 4 turnovers. Klay Thompson loses his mind. Klay Thompson says, here's 30 points. Here's 8 of them via 3. It's a very Klay Thompson-esque game. Draymond Green almost has a triple-double. This was easy. Steph Curry's like, I didn't have to do work tonight. Hey, I'll only score 20 points, and then I'll dish out 12 assists. This was a beatdown. The series is tied 1-1. They'll go back to Los Angeles, or they will go to Los Angeles for the first time in this series on Saturday night. And Anthony Davis is getting a lot of the blame. And so in my final hour here on the show, in a few seconds, we will hear from Anthony Davis and LeBron on why they sucked. Darvin Ham basically gave credit to Draymond Green. Let's hear what Anthony Davis and LeBron had to say. And in one of our callers last break, he asked about Lamar Jackson and his new contract. Was he deserving? Lamar Jackson spoke to the media on Thursday after his new deal that he signed last Thursday, right before the start of the NFL draft. And then another caller asked about Nikola Jokic. And so we've already had a busy night talking about Coach Budenholzer. We talked about workplace discrimination in the NFL. You have attorney generals from New York and California investigating the league. We talked about the baseball coach from Alabama fired. Looked like he was trying to intentionally throw some games to make some big money in the market. We talked about Giannis and the failure stuff. But let's listen to someone who lost a game tonight. I don't know if you'd consider him an overall failure. They failed at winning. It's Anthony Davis. Hey, Anthony Davis, man. What the hell happened tonight? Why'd you suck?
I took all the same shots I took in game one. Just missed them. Elbow jumpers, pocket passes to the floater, same exact looks. Didn't shoot no shot that I didn't shoot in game one. Just missed them. That's all. Like Bron said, they made adjustments. Shot the ball extremely well from three. We'll be better. I'll be better, making those shots. Get back home on our home floor and try to take care of business.
Okay. He took all the same shots. He just missed them. Okay. He said LeBron James. LeBron James says that they made some adjustments. LeBron James, is that true?
They made the adjustments, and, you know, we knew we were going to do that. That's what a championship team does, and, you know, they held serve on their home court tonight, and we got to obviously see the adjustments they make. We got to make our adjustments coming into game three.
All right. What are they going to say? They got the asses whooped. Anthony Davis was 0-for-5 on contested field goals in the first half, and then by the time we got into the second half, it was just bombs away. They were just pouring it on. I told you about Klay Thompson. He knocked down 8 3-point shots tonight. In the second quarter, Golden State outscored the Lakers 41-23. In the third quarter, the Warriors outscored the Lakers 43-24. They abused them, and they made this a blowout early. Even Klay Thompson, I mean, he played, what, like 30 minutes, and he's just casually knocking down threes. It's like the Lakers didn't even give a damn. This is Klay Thompson after the game on ESPN.
Well, we realized we let one go in game one, and we've been having to bounce back all year from adversity, and not a better group to do it with than these guys. So came out, our offense was flowing, turnovers were low, hitting open man. We keep it simple. The floodgates can open.
As for you and your game, just what felt good to you tonight?
This one felt great. I didn't shoot the ball particularly well last few games, so to come out here and get hot in the early beginning, I mean, I watched film in the first game, and I feel like I rushed a lot of great looks. Tonight I utilized my pump fake. I was patient, and I'm going to try to take the same flow to L.A. tomorrow.
But what does a win like this, what kind of message does that send to them, to you guys?
I don't think it sends much of a message because we know LeBron has seen it all, AD's seen it all. And it's 1-1 at the end of the day. So we got to go to L.A. and get one and go from there.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to say that this series is just now over. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Travis is calling from Fairfax and VA. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Travis.
How you doing, man?
Wow.
You doing good?
Yeah, I said well, yes.
Hey, God is good, man. Well, let you know, man, this game started off for me. I coached basketball in the early 80s about under basket, making sure guys knew how to defend. If you watch the game early on and you see where Draymond was and you see who Green was, they were double teaming. You can watch the game tomorrow on NBA TV and see what I'm talking about. When they started to take him out the game. Watch Green and watch Draymond. When he got close to the free throw line, he tried to go on a shot. They pushed him out with their left hand so he knew that he could not get under the basket. That started all off really, really well. After that, the cavalcade happened in the second and third quarter. So that's why the game was so old, because the offense was fantastic. This was a great game too. For them to win game two, and now it is 1-1. And it makes sense, and this is going to be a fantastic series.
I agree with you. I see it going to 6 or 7 games without a shadow of a doubt. It's a beautiful part when you have all of these talents out on the court at the same time. Steph Curry, a game changer. LeBron James can go off. Anthony Davis, hot and cold. And so even though Anthony Davis crapped the bed tonight, gave him a tough time, I think the whole team stunk. I expect the Lakers to bounce back at home, especially with the lesser-known, less talented players probably getting a boost.
Because Darvin Ham now, and this is what my opinion is, and I have no dog in the fight. I'm a Spurs fan. I hope Boo Boo knows to come to San Antonio again. This is me just having jokes. But I'm saying is, I think Darvin Ham now needs to understand that he needs to bring in Gabriel just to be another body and be bigger than the Warriors at certain times to push Draymond, and if Looney gets healthy or whatever, to get the under the basket, and so Davis can dominate. But that's my opinion. I'm an old dude that watched basketball since 74. I'm sorry, brother. God bless you, man.
Well, thank you, Travis, for calling from Fairfax. I mean, well, one thing we know about the Golden State Warriors, it is their size. And Kevon Looney, he only played 12 minutes tonight. They made a whole big thing about him entering into the game and being sick. That's why Jermichael Green went out there and started. And so I think if Kevon Looney can pull up to Saturday, if he's going to feel better, he'll be right back out there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, I'm going to pick up a call from Nova Scotia. Is this guy going to be dirty like the other guy?
No, I have faith in Frank.
All right, let's check. Hey, Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on with you, Frank?
Hey, JR. Hey, how you doing? Everything's good here. And I did hear that last call from Nova Scotia, and we're not cursers. Okay. We're pretty gentle people up here, man.
Oh, that's nice. But, what happens up in Halifax? What y'all do up there?
There's lots of things, man. We got beautiful weather up here in the summertime. We've got beautiful people up here. We love visitors. We love everything that happens here. And we love everybody, and we just love sports, and we love getting out and having a good time.
If I go to Halifax, what do I eat? Like, what do I have to eat?
You would eat the best seafood that you'd ever have in your life up here, between lobster and salmon and haddock and mussels. And that's our specialty up here. We're right on the water, and fresh food, fresh seafood all the time here.
Okay, I may have to make a trip. Well, what's going on with you, Frank? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a big Jets fan here, JR. I've been there forever with them. And I love the Aaron Rodgers signing. I think I want to be over the moon, and I want to say this is it and whatever. We had Brett Favre 15 years ago, and we thought that was it, and you never lasted the season. And the sort of draft last week was an afterthought. It was like, yeah, who cares who we're picking there in the draft? We got somewhere. We picked a couple of picks down from 13, and we didn't get the old linemen that we thought, and we got a few guys. But, hey, we got Aaron Rodgers. We got Aaron Rodgers, man. Am I going to be – I don't know. Am I going to be disappointed this year? Is it going to be a downer,
fan.
Or can I –
You like the Jets, of course.
I know. I don't want to think the same old Jets, dear. I don't want it. I don't want that.
This is the fun part about sports. I, like you, also like the New York Jets. I can't wait to see what they do. I don't expect anything from them year after year after year. I don't give a damn. I'm just along to see if they suck. If the New York Jets ever win anything, I'll just go, yeah, great. And just, it's just, how can you expect? It's like being disappointed by somebody that you love all the time. You're just like, whatever, you know?
It's that feeling that never gets out of you, and you want to think there's going to be somewhere before too long that we can celebrate, man. But I'm hoping this is the year. I'm hoping Aaron Rodgers has got the health. He still has the passion. He has the weapons there. I think he's got better weapons this year than he had in Green Bay the last few years.
I just don't have – look, whatever happens with them happens. I don't have no expectations. I'm just along for the ride. Hey, Frank, have you seen Aaron Rodgers hanging out in New York? Have you seen that?
I've seen the media. Yeah, I've seen him at the games. I've seen him at the Knicks. I've seen him. I think the Mets wanted him to throw the ball there. That's a positive thing. He's coming to the voluntary workouts. He's getting right in with the guys on the team. He hasn't done that in a lot of years in Green Bay, man. He just showed up in August.
Well, I don't think you can – there ain't no Madison Square Garden in Green Bay. That much I know, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey, Frank, hey, call me anytime. Good talking to you, man.
You too. Thanks, JR, man. Have a good night.
You too. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he's the man about town now, right? Hanging out with Sauce Gardner. He's almost half his age. He's taking him out to New York Knicks games, and before the Rangers were eliminated, embarrassingly, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is going to the Garden. He's like, one night I'm at the Rangers, the next day I'm at the Knicks, and I'm going to dinner. Aaron Rodgers, he's a New York chef. He's not a New Yorker. He's not. He's a California guy. He'll never be a New Yorker, right?
Correct.
He probably lives in New Jersey, right? He's renting a hotel out there.
Yeah. He's going to every single New York event there is known to man and womankind right now.
Could you imagine, and he did not, I don't think he did, Could you imagine if Aaron Rodgers went to that Met Gala on Monday?
Yeah, I could, because right now Aaron Rodgers is all about pumping up New York sports fans and the New York media as much as he can. He understands that right now he's trying to win every single headline, and I can guarantee you if he goes 1-1 or 1-2, people are going to soon forget all the events he attended in the spring.
How long does it take before Aaron Rodgers is the bad guy in New York?
You know what? It's all about expectation. So if this were the Giants, he'd be a bad guy pretty immediately. Because it is the playoffs and the Jets are not synonymous with that, by that is they don't understand what the playoffs has meant in 13 years. They have the longest drought active in North American professional sports. And so even him making the playoffs is a godsend. And so he's not going to be the bad guy because he's going into a situation where there is no pressure.
Nah, there's pressure.
For who?
There is pressure for Joe Douglas and Saleh and the New York Jets and Rodgers to do something. Like, there's an expectation for them to go to the playoffs and at least be competitive. Anything less than that is a disappointment. New York Jets have been looking for a quarterback forever. I'm talking about forever, as in 80-plus-year-old Joe Namath forever.
And the last 6 years, they've had an opportunity to pick at least third in the NFL draft, and they've squandered that. And so by making the playoffs, JR, I believe they would have already exceeded expectations.
No,
you don't see it that way?
No, you don't bring in someone who is arguably already the most talented, most accomplished quarterback that the franchise has ever seen in their existence.
Was?
No, is. Aaron Rodgers. I'm not talking about whatever you think his level of talent is. He is the most accomplished, best quarterback that this team has ever seen in its existence, and that also goes for Joe Namath. So you don't bring this dude in and trade for him and go through the hoops and go through the jumps and all of that to go, well, my expectations are so low because we're the Jets, we'll just be happy to, you know, go to the playoffs. Like, nobody cares. Like, they have their expectations here. Me, I shrug my shoulders. Whatever the Jets do and whatever. I could care less. They're going to sink or swim. But the reality is, when you have all of the talent in the NFL and you have all of these teams all over the league, they are not well or best positioned to go ahead and be favorites to win. Are they going to be one of the teams expected to compete and go to the playoffs at minimum, pick up a wild card spot? Yeah. That you didn't add Aaron Rodgers just to say, oh, now we're good. And I agree with you. He's all over the place. He's all over the town. And as he should, why not? And it's New York. Go out there and enjoy yourself. And I think it's also pretty cool. He's ingratiating himself with his younger teammates. So Sauce Gardner was courting him publicly all over social media, and now they're hanging out at the Knicks game. A matter of fact, they sat down next to Jessica Alba, and Sauce Gardner, he had no idea who the hell she was, and he's just like, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers is just, he's making fun of me. I don't know anybody. This is what Sauce Gardner had to say.
I got to meet a few movie stars. I got to meet Chris Rock. Who else? Dave Chappelle, Tracy Morgan. Who else did I meet? I met quite a few people. But when we were getting seated, he was just picking on me a little bit for being young. You know, like, we was getting seated and he was like, oh, we're about to sit by, what's her name? We're about to sit by Jessica Alba. And I'm just like, oh, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I don't know who that is. And he just looked at me. He looked at me like I'm crazy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was just great just being able to sit over there. And I got to meet her and one of her friends who was from Detroit, actually. You know, it was great vibes. But that whole night, he would just keep asking me out of nowhere. He's like, do you know who that person is? And I'm like, bro, that's Amari Stoudemire. I know who that is. Like, now you're just picking on me at this point.
Yeah, well, Sauce Gardner is 22 years old. Aaron Rodgers is about to be 40 at the end of the year. And, I mean, I'm not mad at – why would he – he's 22 years old. Like, I know who Jessica Alba is. I could only tell you two movies off the top of my head that are Fantastic Four. That was almost 20 years ago. And then she was a kid in that other movie, Honey, that I've never seen in my life. I know Jessica Alba for selling, I think she sells natural feminine hygiene products. I could be wrong, but it's like whatever. And so congratulations to Aaron Rodgers, who happens to now be just the most cultured man on earth. Knows everybody, I guess. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of QBs, I told you Lamar Jackson spoke, and he has some high expectations himself. I'll share that with you on the other side. A matter of fact, you'll hear it from Lamar's own mouth. Phone lines are still open as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to tell you, dude, I'm a late night guy. I listen to your show for a long time. This is awesome calling and talking to you. I want to be a ray of sunshine for you tonight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
In most places, a ray of sunshine at night it doesn't happen, man. Most places, almost everywhere. Depending on how far north or south you are. But anyway, hey, congratulations to the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be moving into a new stadium in 2026. It has no roof. I think most people in Buffalo are thrilled with that. I think there are some others who say, man, if we had a roof, maybe we'd be better. No. The cold is an advantage. Is it a disadvantage to the Bills? I don't know. Let's see if they can get over the hump. It has to happen sooner than later, right? Speaking of getting over the hump, right before we went to break, one of our callers talked about Aaron Rodgers now being with the New York Jets. I told you about Lamar Jackson, another quarterback. He got over the hump. He got his money. 5 years, $260 million. He's going to average $52 million. Highest paid quarterback and player in the NFL right now at this point, pretty much of all time at the same point. And so Lamar Jackson finally spoke to the media in person today at a press conference, and he had a few things to say. First of all, he showed love to his mom. Who wouldn't? Listen.
Her just raising four of us, you know, my younger brother, my two sisters. I'm the oldest, me being the oldest, and just see how she grind and work without complaining. Not wanting me to get a job, you know, telling me to focus on football and she gonna take care of everything else. Just seeing that and was like, you know, if she can do that, I can do anything. You know, she raising four kids on her own, not asking for a handout, not reaching out to people like she, oh, I need this right here to pay my bills. I never heard her complain about anything like that. I just seen her go to work, wake up early in the morning, go to work, come back late at night from working, or I'm dropping her off to work, stuff like that. It was like, man, this woman's a superhero, like, to me. You know, that was part of the influence right there.
Yeah. Shout out to all the moms. Anyway, back to what's going on right now. Lamar Jackson looks at the roster that the Ravens have, adding Odell Beckham Jr. We'll see how healthy he is if he can't stay healthy. Drafting Zay Flowers. And he has some high goals here for what he's going to do in the passing game. Take a listen to this.
I'm very eager. I'm very eager, Cliff, to be honest with you. You know, I think I told someone, like, man, I want to throw for, like, 6,000 yards with the weapons we have. Like, you know, and I'm not an individual award type of guy or a stat watcher, you know. I just want to do that, you know, because no one ever done it, and I feel like we have the weapons to do it. You know, we got explosive guys. And like Coach said, Nelson, you know, the new addition, Zay, OBJ, and we got Bateman going to be 100% healthy, too. We're going to be healthy, you know. So can't forget about Mark. I can't forget about my boy Mark. And, you know, likely, so it's just can't wait to get rolling.
Okay. The most passing yards that Lamar has ever thrown for? 3,100. That was in his MVP season 2019, where he threw 36 touchdowns to go along with, 1,000-plus rushing yards as well, about 1,200 in there. So is he going to get to six? Nice goal. Is it going to happen? Probably not. You know, even with the 17-game schedule right now in the NFL, Peyton Manning still is the king for single-season passing yards. In 2013, he went for 5,477. That was one more yard than Drew Brees in 2011. He went for 5,476. Now with everybody playing 17, Tom Brady, 5,316. And just this past season, Patrick Mahomes, 5,250. I don't know, Lamar. It's nice to have goals. I don't know if he's going to go out there and reach him. We'll see. Ali is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ali?
Hey, JR. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. What's going on?
A long-time listener, first-time ever caller. I've been listening to you, late at night, either organizing the garage or tonight, cleaning the shrimp, as my wife asked me to do. So I'm cleaning the shrimp, listening to all the callers.
Yeah, take that crap out, that shrimp. Yeah, clean it. Yeah, thanks.
No worries. I've been I'm in Folsom, Sacramento, wanted to call and just chime in about I've been a longtime Kings fan, and I know I hate to see the Kings get bounced the playoffs. Game seven, who knows if Scott Foster had anything to play with that game seven call. But no worries. I'm just glad that we're back in that, playoff contending mode. And hopefully, throughout the years, we'll continue this trend with this new nucleus. But overall, I've been a long. Go ahead, sir.
No, I said it's a start. I mean, if I was a Kings fan, I'd be happy with what we have right now.
Well, definitely, hands down, where we were and where we are, and going from, from ninth, tenth, out of the playoff picture to number three seed. Of course, I'll take it any day, just to be in that, playoff caliber team category. I've been a long time Kings fan. Moved here in the States in 1990, and been a long time Bills fan. I heard the Jets caller earlier, so. I've been through a lot, coming here in 1990, watching football, learning football from the Buffalo Bills, four straight Super Bowl losses, Kings
Ali,
playoff losses. I've suffered.
Well, yeah, you've gone through a lot of suffering, but I'll put to you this way. Right now, the Buffalo Bills got one job, and that's to get over the hump before they fall into the toilet, and I would at least be happy with the Sacramento Kings. They certainly look like that they're on the up and up. Ali, I appreciate you for calling from Sacramento. Are you done cleaning the shrimp?
No. I'm actually back in the garage because my wife and daughter are sleeping. So I'm almost done with the shrimp. But no, I just wanted to come out in the garage and talk to you. I was on hold. But
I understand escaping the house, Ali. I understand. Hey, good luck to you, okay?
All right, you guys take care. Thank you.
No doubt, Ali. I understand, bro. Find anything. It's like, hey, I'm going to Walmart real quick. You need anything? Like, I'll be in the garage. I'll be in the backyard. I'll be in the basement. I overstand. He's like, my wife got me cleaning the shrimp. I never thought I'd hear that one before. Hey, JR, I'm listening to you while I'm cleaning the shrimp. This man is plucking crap out of shrimp, and he's listening to me. I wonder what else people do while they, oh, no, that's terrible. Anyway, let me get out of this quickly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get to more of your calls. No need to tell me what you do while you listen to the show. We're going to hear from Steph Curry. We're also going to hear from Kevin Durant. We got a lot to do before we get out of here.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day. I throw on your show and it just brightens the whole day up, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I like this song. I like a lot of Memphis hip hop. I love it. Pop my collar. And too bad the Memphis Grizzlies, they popping too many damn bottles. And popping off at the mouth. You got Dylan Brooks. This guy doesn't even have a job right now. What an idiot that guy is. Anyway, we've had a busy night. We talked about Mike Budenholzer. We talked about the NFL being investigated right now in New York, in California, for workplace hiring practices and behaviors. Hey, we talked about the former manager of Alabama baseball, Brad Bohannon, who basically thought it was a good idea to try to maybe influence his team losing a game against LSU so he could make some money off of it. I don't see this guy ever having a job again. We talked about Giannis and failure and Budenholzer and Verlander's New York Mets debut. He lost, gave up back-to-back home runs in the first. And then, of course, the Warriors beat the Lakers tonight, 127-100. We talked about Lamar Jackson and his goal to pass for 6,000 yards. And now Aaron Rodgers, man of the town in New York. I'm going to get to your calls as well here in this last segment of the show, 855-212-4CBS. But before we do that, let's take a listen to Steph Curry. He talked about the game tonight. Klay Thompson had 30. He had 20 and 12 assists. This is what Steph Curry had to say went right.
Being aggressive, being in the right spots. Obviously, Klay got going early. We found him in transition. And in the half court, Draymond was amazing in the pocket. The Sacramento series, we found some success there. Then they tried to, respond to that, and we figured that out. So I assume that'll happen with L.A. Same kind of vibe, but we'll have an answer for all of it.
All right, let's see what happens on Saturday night. Tied up 1-1. If you got to look forward to tomorrow night, Friday night, Cinco de Mayo, Celtics will be in Philadelphia. We see that series is currently tied at 1-1. Joel Embiid going to get his MVP award. And then we got the Nuggets and Suns. Nuggets been destroying the Suns. Denver leads the series 2-0. Nikola Jokic has been lighting it up. That last game, 39 points, 16 rebounds. And Kevin Durant, he was even asked before game two, hey, are you surprised the Nuggets and Jokic are doing this? And Kevin Durant was like, the hell is wrong with you for asking me this question?
The Nuggets? Surprised? Am I surprised about the Nuggets? Hell no. They're number one seed for a reason. They got a two-time MVP. They got a deep team. Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. They can go off and win games. So we got our work cut out for us. We're looking forward to game two, though.
Yeah. Jokic gave him 39 points, and Chris Paul walked out with a groin injury. And then they got 4 points off the damn bench. Four points off of the bench. What is Durant and Booker? What do they got to do? Score 50 apiece? I still can't believe that. How do you score 4 points off the bench? Bismack Biyombo is sixth man of the year, right? 2 points. Campaign, 2 points. That's crazy. 855-212-4CBS. A gentleman by the name of Cleveland is calling from Atlanta. Maybe it's Cleveland from Family Guy. I don't know. Go ahead, Cleveland.
The original.
Yeah. Greetings to everyone. I just got a quick question for you, JR. I've noticed the past 2 years, NBA players have transition from high tops to low top shoes. I was wondering if you had any information as to why.
No, I think it's style and feel, man. That's it.
Okay. Well, hey, that's all
now,
I had,
I'm just
man.
Saying, enjoy the team. Huh? What you watching on TV?
Oh, I think the channel's on Discovery ID.
That's okay. What are you looking at, Jaguars?
I was waiting, man. It was a long wait, but it was well worth it. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, certainly, Cleveland. Thank you. Thank you so much. He's watching Discovery. I don't know what comes on that. Crime? I don't know. No idea. Sorry. Owen is calling from Atlanta. All my 92.9 The Game people are here. Owen, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Jay. How you doing tonight, brother?
Excellent. Go ahead.
Hey, man. I just want to talk about Boo Hustle Gap Fire.
Okay.
I didn't think it was right. You beat the man when his family member dies, and you beat the man when his superstar is hurt. Okay, and I mean, it's just one like, but I guess they have been complaining about him in Milwaukee. They say even when he was winning, it was okay, though. He can come back here to Atlanta and help Coach Snyder, because he was the head coach, and Coach Snyder was on his staff. We welcome him back here.
Okay. I don't know about the head guy in charge or even on the side. I'll put it to you this way, Owen. Giannis Antetokounmpo didn't have the most glowing words for Coach Bud, and I think this pretty much sealed his fate. Let's take a listen to what Giannis had to say about their lack of adjustments. And the entire time, all you can think about is Coach Bud. Take a listen to this.
Do you guys feel you think you made enough adjustments over Jimmy over the stretch of this series?
We didn't. I think Drew did his best, man, but at the end of the day, like, he gets tired. You know, he got to rebound the ball, he got to pass the ball, he got to score the ball, he got to guard Jimmy. Like, you get tired, you know. Maybe we could have done some, I don't know, maybe double teaming more, try to make him pass the ball. I don't know, switch the matchup for a little bit, give Drew a break, 2-3 minutes. But I don't think as a team we made the right, or we didn't make as many adjustments as we could against him.
Yeah, Coach Budenholzer, he went out there and said it too. Yeah, I could have done better. Giannis went further than that. He said that this was the worst postseason he's ever been a part of. I know he had that whole thing about failure, but stamp it. Coach Bud is cooked there. 855-212-4CBS. Shout out to my main man Owen for calling from Atlanta. Hey, we got Mark from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me.
Sure.
First time, long-time listener.
Cool.
Started out the call with some discussion about the Lakers and their result and somebody throwing a game, which I think is just is ridiculous.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden, we're starting to throw that stuff out there, and it's concerning, given the climate right now. But I do have to say that there's got to be something to be said about – I know this happens during the regular season, guys taking games off, but in the playoffs, like, how does that happen? You know, how does it happen that the Celtics play against Embiid without Embiid, we take a loss the next day, Embiid's in the lineup, and Tatum doesn't show up?
Well – you know, this is the funny thing, Mark, about, and I know what I'm going to say is going to sound very, very simple. The NBA, as it currently is constructed, is a jump shooting league. It's not the same type of variety of, I need to take care of the basketball in the mid-range, I'm going to go to the basket. And so, unfortunately, a lot of these games and a lot of these players, it's either you got it tonight or you don't. It used to be a very simple strategy. If you don't have it, quote-unquote, from the outside, and the outside did not always extend past the three-point line, you go to the basket. And so nowadays, the players have been conditioned to shoot, 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 and shoot so much. When you don't have it, you don't have an alternative. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we see just so many players at times that either are hot or cold, and one night have an amazing game, and another night they don't. You know, I was not a professional basketball player. I ain't playing college. I wasn't on a high school team. I just played to play. Any place I could if my body would let me. There were some days on the court where I'm like, well, damn, I did that. And there were some other days where I sucked. And I think most people can understand that. And the way the league just currently operates, man, some guys, when they don't have it, they don't have another go-to. And I think that's what separates the league from a lot of times what it used to be. And thank you, Mark, for calling up from Boston. Matt is here from New Hampshire. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Sure. Seeing the Celtics last night when they're ahead, they're just like shot threes. Both teams did. And none of them are making any threes. Seeing the Bruins switching sports right now, seeing the Bruins lose, they both have new coaches. And I think the home team advantage has, like, been deaded because all these players, they, like, get in their head with the crowd and they start playing for themselves. And then they go on the road and everyone starts winning. And there's just been such a change in basketball, and that's kind of been, like, driving me away from it. And seeing the playoffs, like, seeing them play like it's a regular season game, it's annoying because, like, the Celtics did such a good job against Philly, and then you see teams like the Bucks, like, just blow it. I don't know. It's frustrating when people call a home court advantage, and it never works. In the last, like, 5 years, I feel like it doesn't work.
It still exists, Matt. And you have stars, and then you have guys who are substars. You can take a look at what the Los Angeles Lakers did tonight. Look at some of their guys who are not stars and what they did. And I think that still holds true in pretty much all sports. I appreciate you for calling from New Hampshire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to everybody who locked into the show tonight. I told you, we got more basketball tomorrow. And I'm going to be with you tomorrow, and there's plenty going on. If you missed a minute of the show tonight, it's real simple. Just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, Shep, thank you for another great show.
Pleasure, JR. Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. Maybe the Suns will win a game tomorrow. Huh. Maybe Embiid will have an MVP-like performance. I just know this for sure. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done, but don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Thank you, Shep.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today. Get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer? Check. Motorized solar shades? Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention, please, passengers. Fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.